few moments ago. I don't know how your Spanish is, but there are a lot of signs that said that, which apparently means here for you. I saw an Elsie board looking up.
We are
opening air.
Yeah.
We're not up to review yet. Okay, so a long time ago, last time we met, we began discussing the sugya of Asir Rabbah Vatla Mechista. We discussed the Machlokes Tanayim in the Mishnah and Kafbeis, the Machlokes Amarayim, how we paskin about Asir Rabbah. We noted that what emerges from the Gemara and Daf Kafbeis in its initial stirah between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is that anyway you slice it, everyone agrees to some application of Asir Rabbah. Even according to Chachamim, that lo asir rabim v'atla mechitzta, there could be situations where absent shame dalim mechitzas. We do say asir rabim, so everyone's going to agree to some application of asir rabim. We also discussed that according to most Rishonim, in a situation of mechitza asuya b'dei shemayim, if it's a natural made mechitza, that everyone may agree that asir rabim v'atla mechitzta. And we also discussed what seems to be a machlokas Rishonim as to what the effect of asir rabim is. Does asir rabim mean that the mechitza is only nullified in the place of the bekiyah, in the place where people walk through, or does the walking through of part of a mechitza render the entire mechitza useless, which may be the majority approach? That's what we discussed last time. What remains for us to analyze, as we began last time by saying, within asir rabim v'atla mechitza, there's a machlokas about what rabbi means, there's a machlokas about what mevatel means, and a machlokas about what mechitza means. So last time we focused on what mevatel means and what mechitza means, and we'll begin today by focusing on what rabbi means. What are the rabbim that we talk about in the context of asir rabbim umevatel mechitza? And then we'll have to analyze how we paskin, what's the relevance of how we paskin, and even if we say lo asir rabbim umevatel mechitza, how does that affect the requirement of Dulasos versus Arabim? So all this is probably going to take us well into the next Kabura, if not into the one afterwards. So let's begin now by discussing the definition of Rabim. When we say Asir Rabim Uvalu Mechista, what Rabim are we speaking of? So if you look in the Rashban, Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, the Emsa Dibor V'Kaimalan, the Rashba assumes that Asir Rabim Uvalu Mechista is only relevant in a road, in an area that is Tezayin Amma wide, an area that has at least that criterion of Rishus HaRabim. Lashon HaRashba, Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, the Emsa Dibor V'Kaimalan, Mechitzos HaSuyos Rishus HaRabim, that Asir Rabim V'Alam Mechitz is only relevant if we're talking about Mechitzos that are constructed in a Rishus HaRabim, V'Yesh Beinayim Rachav Tezayin Amma, and they have a width of 16 amos. The shepsacha mechuvanim zek negazem, and where the entrances, the openings, are mechuvan, are opposite each other. As opposed to a mavi hamefulash l'rishus harabim, if you have a mavi that opens up into rishus harabim, but is not itself tesayin amos wide, so that area would be rendered permissible to carry in with a suas hapesach and the Lachi Vekara. So according to the Rashba, the Chisaron of Asir Rabim V'Alam Mechitza, where you require Dulasos, is only relevant if you have a road that is Tezayin Amma wide and is rendered a Rishus HaRabim because of its width. But if you have a narrower area, even if it feeds into a Rishus HaRabim, that's not subject to Asir Rabim Umevatle Mechitzta. So according to the Rashba, we don't say Asir Rabim Umevatle Mechitzta if you have a road that is less than Tezayin Amma, if you have a road that is not a Rishus HaRabim. Okay? That's the Shita Sarashba in our Sugya of Asir Rabim Daf Kaf Beis, that Asir Rabim is only relevant if you have a road that is Tezayin Amma's wide. The Rashba's Raya is from, one second, Sam, the Rashba's Raya is from the Gemara in Daf Vav, the parallel Sugya. And there, the Gemara distinguishes between Mevoos HaMethulash and Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaRabim itself. The level of tikkun required for Rishus HaRabim, namely Dlosos, according to Rabbi Elchanan there, is higher than the level of tikkun required for Mevoos HaMethulash and Rishus HaRabim. So the Rashba thinks that's reflective of this distinction, that the Chisaron, the problem of Asir Rabim, is only relevant in a row that's defined on the wide, and not a road that is less than Tesayin Amma. The Ramban assumes that much as well in the Melchamas here in Ar Sugya and Daf Kafes, that you only say Osir Rabba Mevat L'Mechitza if you have a road that's Tesayin Amma's wide. Sam?
Just to like clarify, this is basically saying then that Osir Rabba Mevat L'Mechitza only applies by Rosh Hashanah, not by Hamas?
So not... Yes, but the question is, do you require all facets of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which we're going to discuss momentarily? The Rashba just highlights Tesayin Amma. So let's say if you require Shishim Ribo, do you also need to have the key of Shishim Ribo? You could, theoretically, according to the Rashba, now, the Rashba himself doesn't require Shishim Ribo, but for definition of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but within a Rashba-type approach, you could distinguish between different facets of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That it only makes sense to talk about Bikiyas Rabbim if it's a wide enough road that would be defined as Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but it may not be Rosh Hashanah for other reasons. It may lack Shishim Ribo, and you can still say Osir Rabbim Aval Melchitza. Right? So for the Rashba, you don't necessarily see evidence that you require all the qualifications of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but what he highlights is Tesayin Amma, which is the requirement that may be a closest connection, most closely connected to the notion of Bikia. It has to be a row that's wide enough for Rabin to traverse. Okay. Now, this may be the position of Tosus as well. If you look in Tosus on Daf Vav Amid Beis, Dibur Ma'asul V'Chitema, we touched on this briefly when we discussed the definition of Rosh Hashanah Rabin, but Tosus there has two deos about Rosh Hashanah Rabin Hamiskatzer, about a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that begins at a width of Tesayin Amma and then narrows to, let's say, 13 and a third Amos, and then widens again to Tesayin Amma, whether that's considered to be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or not. But it seems that according to Tosfos, without going into the Shachar of Tosfos in its detail, but what seems according to Tosfos is that while there may be two deis about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Hamiskatzer, but if it never reaches Tesayin Amma, that might not be or would not be subject to Asur Rabbim of Mevat L'Mechitza. We don't have time to go through the pratim of that Tosus, but if you take a look, that may well emerge from Tosus V'Chitema and Avav Amidbeis. So minimally, we have the Shita Sarashba so far, and the Shita Saramban, that Asur Rabbim Mevat L'Mechitza is only relevant if you have a row that's Tezayin Amma wide, and that may arguably be the position of Tosfos and Avav as well. At the other camp, we have a Ritva here in our Sugya, the Ritva and Daf Kaf Beis Amid Aleph, the end of Dibur Maskil Kan, Kaf Beis Amid Aleph, the end of Dibur Maskil Kan, as well as Tosfos Reina Peretz, Dibur Hamaskil V'Ha'amar. So again, the Ritva, Dibur Maskil Kan at the end, and Tosfos Reina Peretz, Dibur Maskil V'Ha'amar. So both the Ritva and the Reina Peretz write explicitly that Osir Rabbim V'Valim Mechista is relevant even if a road is less than Tesayin Amma wide. How do we know this? So the Ritva is bothered by the same kasha as Tosfos Dibur Maskil V'Ha. So if you refresh your memory, the Gemara on Daf Kaf Beis Amid Aleph was initially bothered by the following stira. The Gemara quoted the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim as to whether there's a problem of Asur Rabbim Mevalim Mechitza by Pasei Biros. And then the Gemara quotes the statement of Rabbi Yochanan of Kan Hodiacha Kochan Shal Mechitzos. So you see the strength of Mechitzos. That sounds like an endorsement of Shitas Chachamim that Lo Asur Rabbim Mevalim Mechitzos. Mechitzos are so strong that even if there's traffic that traverses them, the Mechitza still is halachically valid. The Gemara initially assumes Rabbi Yochanan said Kan Hodiacha Kochan Shal Mechitzos Kan Usfirulei. The Rabbi Yochanan endorses the position of the Chachamim of Lo Asur Rabbim Mevalim Mechitza. And then the Gemara asks, from the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that we encountered already in Daf Vav, what about Yerushalayim El Mali Dal Sasen Nu'olos Balayla Chayavin Olam Yishem Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? If not for the Delosos Nu'olos, Yerushalayim would have been considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That sounds like Asur Rabbim Mevalim Mechitza. If not for the Delosos Nu'olos, because of the traffic that went through the walls, you would not have had it would have been considered a, because of the traffic, you would have said, Asur Rabbim Mevalim Mechitza. So that's the Gemara's Kasher of Yochanan. The Yochanan, then the Gemara initially concludes Tan below three lay. No, Rabbi Yochanan lauded the position of Chachamim on one level, but didn't hold to them himself. Rabbi Yochanan really holds that Osi Rab Bevala Mechisto. Good, so that's all Chazar. So Tosi was bothered. The Am Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalayim, Mamali Del Sasah, Avim Tomar, Shani Yerushalayim, Dehava Rechava Sheish Yisrei Amos, Upasin Leka El Yegimel L'Shalish. One second. Why is the Gemara bothered by the theory of Rabbi Yochanan? There's a very big difference. Yerushalayim, the roads there were Tezai and Amos wide. The roads were the Shir of Rishas Rabbin. So maybe that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds over there that Osir Rabbin and Mevatli Mechitza. But Pasibiros are never more than 13 and a third Amos. The gap in the Pasibiros is not more than 13 and a third Amos. How do we know that? That's the Gemara in Daf Yudam and Aleph, which cheshbins that the Pasi Biros needed to allow for the watering of 8 cows standing next to each other. And the Gemara there calculates, if you look at Rashi, I'm not going to look at it together, but if you look at Rashi and Daf Yudam and Aleph, he tells you the math, Dibur Maskel Pasi Biros, so each cow takes 1 2/3 amos of space. They have 8 cows times 1 2/3 amos for a grand total of 13 and a third amos. So Pasi Biros only have a space of a 13 and a third amos, so maybe that's the difference. If you open a hole, is that, yeah, if you have a row that's Tetzai and amos wide, then you say Asir Rabim Mevalim Lechivsa. But if you have a smaller area, if you have a gap of 13 and a third amos like the Pasi Biros, then you would say, lo, osirab and mevalim lechista. Isn't that the obvious answer? Why is the Gemara bothered by this stira in Rabbi Yochanan? So that's Tosis' kasha. Okay? Good. So Tosis gives 2 teretzim, but the Ritva gives a different teretz. The Ritva says, it must be the fact that the Gemara didn't give this teretz, the fact that the Gemara did ask the kasha, must be assuming that the din of Asir Rab Mevalim Lechitza is not dependent on whether the road is Tefayin Amos or less than Tefayin Amos. You can have the Kiyas Rabim that is Mevatel Lechitza even in a road that's less than the Shir Rishis Rabim, even in a road that's less than Tefayin Amos wide. Zether is Vos Raya to his position that Osir Rabim is not dependent on a shear of Tesai and Amma. If you look in the Chidushei HaMe'iri here, in Erevin, in addition to the Beis HaBechira that the Me'iri has in many Mesechtos, there's a totally separate volume of Chidushei HaMe'iri, which is published in 3 volumes, with the annotations of Simcha Zissel, the Chavrin of Rosh Hashiva. So in Ar Sugya and Daf Kaf Beis, Simcha Zissel has a footnote there, Ha'ara number 1, 2, 3. So he's Medayek from a Ravid that the Me'iri quotes the same thing. The Me'iri quotes a Ravid that when it comes to a Chatzer, you don't say Osir Rabim Umevatla Mechitzta, even if there is Bekias Rabim. If you have a chatzer, you have a courtyard, you don't say Osir Rabim, even if Rabim traverse the chatzer, because it's not Mesura L'Rabim. It's not something that's designated, that's set aside for Rabim use. Okay, if you have a chatzer that has Bekias Rabim, you still don't say Asir Rabim Vala Mechitza because it's not Mesura L'Rabim. So Simcha Zissel says, Mashma, that if it was Mesura L'Rabim, it could be subject to Asir Rabim, even if it's not Tesai and Amos Y. Even if it's not a Rishis Rabim. The Chasu typically is not a Rishis Rabim. The Me'iri doesn't say, according to the Rebbe, he doesn't say the Chisaron is that it's a Chatzer, and a Chatzer definitionally is not a Rishis Rabim and not subject to the Kiyas Rabim, just says it's not Mesir L'Rabim. Mashma, if it was Mesir L'Rabim, then even if it's not a Rishis Rabim, it could still be subject to the Kiyas Rabim. You could ding up with that. You could say, Al-Rov, usually a Chatzer is not Mesir L'Rabim. In a Chanami, if it, that's not the bottom line, it still would be subject, it still would have to be Tefainam in order to be subject to Gishrabim. Okay. This may also be the position, if you look in the Yagos Ashri on the side of the Rush, Perak Aleph Simen Ches, the Yagos Ashri Perak Aleph Simen Ches quotes a Maharam Neivra. Who assumes that you don't require the Tanayim of Rishis Arabim in order to invoke Osir Rabim and Mevat L'Mechitza. Barami Ivra Omer, Lo Sagi B'Delos Elam Kenan Elos B'Layla, Vafila Perish Rashi, Delo Havi Rishis Arabim Elo B'Vekiyat Shishim Ribo, Hani Mili L'Inyin Chiyuva. That even Shitas Rashi that defines Rishis HaRabim as requiring Shishim Riba, that's only as far as defining the Chiyuv. Aval Inyan Isser Tilta lo, Vafil B'Papas Miyud. And Isser Tilta will exist in Rishis HaRabim even Papas Miyud. So it sounds like Asir Rabim would be relevant even in an area that's less than Tazayin Amos. Abi.
Looking at what the Rishta is pointing out,
mm-hmm.
possibly Rose not being 13 and a half, sorry, being only 13 and
right.
a third,
mm-hmm.
before they were in a larger context. In fact, if I remember correctly, the Rose has to be in Rishta Rabbim.
Right.
So it's not that it's the Rabbim are passing through.
Well, that area.
The,
right.
There's a Rabbim that's passing through the entire greater area the possibly Rose are in.
Right.
And that Rabbim also, part of that Rabbim also passes through that area.
Okay, but we're analyzing the particular Mechitza in question. The particular Mechitza in question is, or the particular breach in the Mechitza in question, the area where the Rabbim are Bokeya, is an area that's less than 13 and 3rd Amos.
Right, so could you say there's a flow of Rabbim,
right.
and that part of that Rabbim flow
mm-hmm.
passes through this area?
Right.
So it's not that this particular area
mm-hmm.
has a Rabbim goes, has its
mm-hmm.
own Rabbim.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's b'mashal, let's just imagine that
mm-hmm.
Ocean Park in Brooklyn is a bona fide Rabbim, there's a Rabbim that passes along it. So any area along Ocean Park doesn't have any Rishis Rabbim, that one lane on the left side, but between all the lanes is Rabbim. So this passive Rose isn't its own Rishis Rabbim, but it's in a greater area which has Rishis Rabbim status.
Maybe you could say that. The Ritva doesn't say that. But maybe you could
I think
say that.
It would be a problem with the Ritva, analysis.
The Ritva's not making that assumption. He's assuming that when we're analyzing the Bekiah, we're analyzing the Bekiah in this particular area of the Brokeah. So if the Brokeah through a path that is less than 16 Amos, that path, that local path we're looking at is less than 16 Amos, that's what we're talking about. So it, do you require 16 Amos? And that's the Israel from Pasuk Biros, is that even if you don't have an area of 16 Amos, it still would be subject to Bekiyas Rabbim and Osir Rabbim.
Okay.
Can maybe say otherwise. That's what the Ritva assumes. Okay. So fundamentally, according to the Ritva, there's no distinction between, let's say, a Rishis HaRabbim as defined as a Tezlein Amarod and a Derech HaMefulash Rishis HaRabbim, a road that leads into the Rishis HaRabbim, so long as it's a road that is subject to Bekiah. It's not dependent on the width. So what is it dependent on? How do you determine when you invoke Osir Rabbim? So the Ritva writes, Kaf Beza Menalas Dibur Maskol Dirabbanan, Hilkaf E Efshar La'arev Rishis HaRabbim, Ela Kishe'ein Haderech Selula Sham L'Rabbim. So you can only create a heter tiltal in a Rishis HaRabbim, meaning, you only have a situation where Osir Rabbim doesn't pose a problem. Kisha Eina Derech Slula Sham L'Rabbim, where the road is not open for use of the Rabbim. V'yesh Lehem Ma'avar Acher, and they have another way to get to where they're going. Elisha Pa'amim Bokim Ba Rabbim. But sometimes they may travel through this road. So if the Rabbim have a road that they're able to use to get from point A to point B, they sometimes detour through a different road, ke'ein mevoas hamefulashim l'shis harabim, so that might not be subject to asir rabim u'mevatle mechitza. Meaning, if you have, one second, so if you have what should emerge according to Ritva, that, let's say, in the picture of Rosh Hashanah HaMiskatzer, even if it's less than 13 and the third Amos, theoretically, so you have your wider area over here and your narrow area over here, but in order for the Rabbin to get from point A to point B, they have no other option but to go through this area that's Miskatzer. So even though this area is less than Tessalian Amos wide, that's going to be subject to Asur Rabbin. But in theory, if you have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin that goes over here, and you have a single Mavoi here, but this Mavoi is not necessary for the Rabbin to use to traverse, meaning the Rabbin go this way, and they could go this way or this way, they don't have to use this Mavoi, so then that Mavoi may not be subject to us, the Rabbin. Tim.
Is it that they don't have to use that Mavoi, or it's not open to them, or it's also that this Mavoi isn't necessarily open to them?
The Ritva's Lashon sounds like even if it is open and they are able to use it, but they don't have to use it,
so
then maybe... We're not up to Lamaisa yet, you could ask.
These streets,
right?
There's four different ways they can get from here.
Right.
Way.
Right.
So shouldn't that mean that there's none of these roads are subject to Osu?
According to the Ritva, if you're going to emphasize this Yesh Lehem Avar Acher, then maybe there may be many other reasons that that statement is of no practical halachic relevance. But if you want to zero in at that line in the Ritva, that is, there is such a much more than the Ritva. Yeah.
You'd have to limit that within reason, obviously. Can't say there's another way to get to Jersey because you need
right.
a tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One bridge is one bridge.
Fine. Okay, but what we do still need to clarify now is the Rishonim that we've quoted until now have primarily emphasized the requirement of Tesainama. So those Rishonim that indicate that in order for us to be concerned about Asur Rabbim Ba'al HaMechitza, you need to have an area of Tesainama that the Rabbim are bokeh through. So is Tesainama, as we noted earlier, simply one reflection of the various Tanoi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but you need all the Tanoi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to be in place, or not necessarily so? Meaning, if you require Shishim Ribo as part of your definition of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, are you only concerned about Bekiyas Rabbim, of Asur Rabbim, about Lamechista, if you have an area that is subject to the Bekiyah of Shishim Ribo? So if you look in the Orza Rua, Erevin Simen Kuf Kaf Tes, the author writes the Feirush that there's no requirement of Shishim Ribo in order to invoke Asur Rabbim and Mevala Mechista. We say Asur Rabbim even if there's no Shishim Ribo, because after all, when it comes to Pasi Viros, there was no Bekiyah of Shishim Ribo. You didn't have Shishim Ribo walking through the area where the Pasi Viros were erected. One second. But the Or Zeruah himself doesn't require Tesayinama either. So the fact that the Or Zeruah writes that you don't require Shishim Ribo doesn't really help answer a question, because the Or Zeruah doesn't require Tesayinamas either. Sam?
That assumes then the Or Zeruah has a Ramosha-like interpretation of Shishim Ribo. Not for Ramosha-like.
What do you mean?
That it's not that you have 600,000 in the city.
Right.
600,000 walking through this path.
Right. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the Or Zeruah. One second, Avi. If you look in the Rashba and the Ramban, so the Rashba and the Ramban were those who showed him that hold that you do require Tesayin Amma for Asur Rabbim. But the Ramban and the Rashba themselves, as we know from earlier, hold that there's no requirement of Shishim Ribo for Shishim Rabbim. So I'm not aware, and if you find such a Rishon, please let me know, but I'm not aware of a Rishon who's explicit in saying that on the one hand, let me rephrase that. I'm not aware of a Rishon who's explicit in saying that you require both Tezayin Amma and Shishiribo in order to say Asir Rabba. In most of the Rishonim that require Tezayin Amma never require Shishiribo. It's not part of the definition of Rishus Rabbim. The Ozru says that you don't need Shishiribo, also says you don't need Tezayin Amma. So I'm not aware of any Rishon that explicitly addresses whether if you require Tezayin Amma for a to invoke Asir Amma V'Alam B'Chista, and in general, part of your definition of Rishus Rabbim is Shishiribo, you also need Shishiribo. Okay, so I'm not aware of a Rishon that is explicit on that Nakuda.
Could you explain
the Orzerua? The Orzerua makes an assumption that there is no requirement of Shishim Ribo in order to invoke Asir Rabbim.
Right.
I was just noting that the Orzerua also doesn't require Tezayin Amma. So even though the Orzerua is the one Rishon who explicitly says you don't need Shishim Ribo, he also doesn't need Tezayin Amma.
Can you explain what's proof of Pasdiros?
I'm sorry?
What's his proof from Pasdiros?
The proof from Pasdiros is that you didn't have 600,000 people walking through the Pasdiros.
But nevertheless, he says that there is Asir Rabbim over there. That's what he's saying, basically?
Right. So you see from Pasuk Biros that you don't need the Kiyas Shishim Ribo to invoke Asir Rabbim. Exactly.
Where does he see that Pasuk Biros has Asir Rabbim
about? Pasuk Biros is the mild case of Asir Rabbim. That's the subject of the Mishnah Daf Beis, right?
So he's pointing at that case in the Gemara and saying we apply Asir Rabbim over there.
That's
and it has no 16 Amos and no...
Well, he says it has no... it's true it doesn't have 16 Amos. His point was that it doesn't have Shishim Ribo. Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Magen Avraham, however, does make this assumption. Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sif Katan Mem.
Shin Samach
Gimel Sif Katan Mem. So Magen Avraham writes, Epshar, Delo Mikri Rabbim Pechusim Mishishim Ribo. Kamosha Kafam Nifsim and Shin Mem He Sev Zayim. That within Asir Rabbim V'Alam Chifta, it's possible that the Rabbim of Asir Rabbim fame is only a Rabbim of Shishim Ribo. So Magen Avraham writes that as Epshar. That if you assume that the definition of Rishus Rabbim includes Shishim Ribo, then that would also be part of the definition of Bikiyas Rabbim for purposes of Asir Rabbim Umevatli Mechista. That's half a line. Epshar. Magen Avraham makes that suggestion. If you look at the Chazon Ish, Simen Kuf Ches Oth Yudeis. Simen Kuf Ches Oth Yudeis. The Chazon Ish questions that assumption. The Chazon Ish writes that you could theoretically distinguish between Tezayin Amma and Shishim Ribo. Maybe Bikiyas Rabbim is only relevant if the road is Tezayin Amma is wide, because that makes it a road that's Masur L'Rabbim, that makes it an area that is subject to Rabbim traffic, but it doesn't necessarily follow that you have to have Shishim Ribo that go through that road in order to invoke Asir Rabbim. Okay? So how do we assume la halacha? Before that, I just want to make one other observation, and then we're going to come back to this this Mar Malkum later. If you look in the Mordechai, in Perek Hadar, Simen Tuf Kuf Tes. So the local context of the Mordechai there is a discussion of Erev Chatzeros. All Right? If we know that if you have two Jews living together in a chatzer that's inhabited by non-Jews as well, so in order to allow for carrying in the chatzer, they need to make an Erev Chatzeres. So the Mordechai there quotes the following, Simen Tav Kuf Tes, Pasuk Ri, Osam Yehudim Yechidim Hadarim Bekrachin HaMukafin Choma. So those Jews who are living in a walled city, and this person is the only Jew in town. Sheyesh behem mechitzos gemuros. So there's one Jew who lives in a walled city that has mechitzos gemuros. V'del sasean ne'ulos balayla. And the doors are locked at night. De'einam tzrichim liskor. There's no need for skiras rishus. V'afilu heim harbe yisraelim b'bayis echad. And even if there are multiple Jews that live in the same house, as long as they're not living in different houses, shari l'talta b'chol ha'ir, they're allowed to carry in the entire city. Kevin d'leka shnei Yisraelim shnei batim osin zalzem. The problem of Erev Chatzeres Kibbutz Rishus is only relevant if you have at least two Jews living in two different residences. If you have one Jew in town, or even multiple Jews in the same house, then that doesn't pose a problem of Kibbutz Rishus, doesn't require Erev Chatzeres. So as long as the city is walled and Dal Sasean and Ne'ulos Balayla, so that city is a Rishus HaYachid. If it's a Rishus HaYachid, there's a Hetzer Tiltel. The only possible problem would have been Erev Chatzeres, so you don't have to make an Erev Chatzeres if you're the only Jew in town. Okay, so that's what the Mordechai quotes from the Ri. Umiyu, Masha Kasav Ri Dal Sasean Ne'ulos Balayla, Lo Nira Lev Ma'aram. So the Ri presents this din in the context of Dal Sasein Ulos Balayla. He says that this only works if in this walled city, Dal Sasein Ulos Balayla. According to the Maram, you don't need that. Afilu Eina Ulos, Nami. Da Afilu Ma Dematrich Ne'ila Balayla, Hani Mili Bershus Arabim Atzmo. O Bimavoas Hamifulashin Lershus Arabim. That even if you require the lasos neulos, the gemara davar of Yochanan, that's only in a rishus harabim itself, or maybe a mavi hamafulash rishus harabim, a vali didan the less on rishus harabim. But nowadays that we don't have rishus harabim, the recurring theme of the Bali Tosfos, no more rishus harabims anymore. Lo bo neila. So if you don't have rishus harabim, you don't require the lasos neulos balayla. I'm skipping a little. Vemkein, havalei hakrach, kamo chatzer shel rabim. So then, this village is like a chatzer shel rabim. Chatzer shel rabim, you don't need lasas neulos. All you need is the tzuris hapesach lechi okora. And a chatzer shel rabim, if you're matir b'tzuris hapesach, tzuris hapesach and lechi and kora, so then there's a hetzer tiltol. And again, if there's only one Jew, you don't need Skiris Rishus, and you don't need an Erev Chatzeres. So the Machlokas, the Ri and the Maram, whether in contemporary cities there's a requirement of Delasos Neulos Balayla. So if you make the assumption, which we'll have to flesh out as we go on, the assumption that many make, that the machlokis as to whether the machlokis of davav, which we'll have to come back to, whether you require delosos neulos or is it sufficient to have delosos haruyos lino. So if you assume that that machlokis is talking whether asurabim or lo asurabim, so what seems to emerge is that the position of the maram here is that we don't say asurabim umvat lemechitza in anything short of a Rishus HaRabim Gamor. And therefore there's no requirement of Delasos Neulos. Okay, minimally according to the Maram says that if you have a walled city in medieval Europe, which is presumably not Rosh Hashanah because there's nowhere near Rosh Hashanah Ribo. There's those of the Bali Tosos that say we don't have Rosh Hashanah as Man Azeh, say we don't have Rosh Hashanah as Man Azeh because there's no Rosh Hashanah Ribo. So then that's not going to be subject to Asur Rabim. So the Maran may, he doesn't spell this out, but the Maran may hold that we don't know what he holds about the requirement of Tesai Nama, but it sounds like he would require presumably, if he requires Shishim Ribo, he definitely requires Tesai Nama, so he would require Shishim Ribo in order to invoke Asur Rabim. Sam.
So this is a question about, in general, when Rishonim say we don't have Rosh Hashanah nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Do we definitely know it's always referring to because no Shish and Ribo as opposed to like medieval architecture cities like the
Rosh didn't have Tezai Nama?
I'm sorry? Those were not Tezai Nama.
So in some of the formulations of Rishonim, that's clear. I mean, when the Ramah says in the few places that we've noted, "Ein lan Rosh Hashanah bizman hazeh," I think it's clear in the Ramah that it's because of the lack of Shishim Ribo. Whether that's necessarily the case in every Rishon, I can't prove. So, yeah, it's not Bechreach. What the Ramah clearly is saying is that you need a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in order to say Asi Rabbim. Now, how many details of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, what's the Maram focusing on, so that isn't necessarily Bechreach. But we're going to come back to this Maram as we go on. Okay. So how do we paskin in this Machlokas, Tana Machlokas HaMaram, of Asur Rabbim Umavat L'Machista? So if you look in the Rif in the beginning of the Masechta, the Rif in Daf Bezim and Aleph, the Daf Rif, the Rif quotes the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, of Yerushalayim il mali del sesen nulif belayla chayav nulay mishum rishis harabim. So at first glance, the fact that the Rif quotes the name of Rabbi Yochanan of Yerushalayim sounds like he's paskening like Rabbi Yehuda that asur rabim umivali mechitzta. However, the Ritva also quotes the Mishnah Pasi Biros, the Ritva and Davav and Menalef Pidabe Rif. He quotes the Mishnah Pasi Biros, our Mishnah Kabbez Amin Aleph Kitzirasa. And in quoting the Mishnah Kitzirasa, the default should be that he means the Paskin like the Rabbanan, Halacha Kirabim, absent any other qualification. So on the one hand, he quotes Rabbi Yochanan's Memra that sounds like Asur Rabbim Alam Mechista. On the other hand, he quotes the Mishnah on Daf Kafei's Kitzirasa, which sounds like he would be inclined to Paskin or Paskining, like the Chachamim, that lo asu rabim umevat l'mechista. If you look in the Rush has the same, the Rush quotes both as well, just like the Rif. So that leads to a discussion as to what the Shita Sarif really is. Shita Sarif and Shita Sarash. The Chazon Ish, in Simon Kuf Zayin Os Dalid, the Chazon Ish assumes that the rest of the Rif and the Rush is the Paskin Lo Asur Rabbim Mevala Mechista. And the Chazon Ish quotes a number of Rishonim that he says are of this opinion. The Agos Ashri, he thinks that's the Shita Sarabim, which we'll look at shortly, and the Agos Maimini. That's the Chazon Ish's assumption.
That they all hold
that it's not that they hold the halacha, lo asur rabim mevala mechista, and that's the position of the Chazon Ish thinks that's the position of the Rif and the Rush. But this is Machlokes, the Mishnah Seachah and the Beis Efraim. Mishnah Seachah assumes that the Rif and the Rush paskin asur rabim mevala mechista, and the Beis Efraim assumes that the Rif and the Rush paskin lo asur rabim mevala mechista. Again? The Chazon Ish and the Beis Efraim assume that the Rif and the Rush paskin lo asur rabim, And the Mishnah of Yaakov assumed that the Rif and the Rosh Paskin Asur Rabbim. If you look in the Sefer Yetzias HaShabbos, beginning on page Kuf Mem Aleph, he quotes a list of 9 Rishonim that he quotes as saying that the Rif Paskin is like Rabbi Yochanan, that Asur Rabbim Umevatli Mechista. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, so in Shulchan Aruch we don't find the words Asur Rabbim Uvala Mechista or Lo Asur Rabbim Uvala Mechista. What we do find is the following 2 days in Mechaber. Shin Samach Dalet Sif Beis. Shin Samach Dalet Sif Beis. Rishis HaRabbim Atma Eina Niteres Ela Bidilasas. Who shenin olos v'layla. So in order to be matir tiltal in a rishis harabim, you need the losos ne'ulos v'layla. The yeshomrim af al pi she'ein olos. The yeshomrim, even if the losos are not technically locked, but they have to be capable of being locked. So that's the machlokas in the Gemara Daf Vav, whether we require within Rabbi Yochanan ne'ulos mamish or ruyos linoil. And the Darkei Moshe here assumes that this machlokas about ruyos linoil or ne'ulos mamish is a machlokas about whether asur rabbim umevatli mechitza or not. So you look at the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah here writes the following. Sif Katan Ches. V'yesh Omim. Midahetek HaMechaber Deya Rishona B'Stama. V'deya Shniya B'Shem Yesh Omim. Mashma D'Daito K'Deya Rishona. V'Stam V'yesh Omim Alokha K'Stam. So it sounds like the Mechaber is paskin that you need ne'ulos mamish. Let's take a look at the Ber Halacha. V'hu shenin olos b'layla. V'im lo hayu ne'ulos, according to the first day in Mechaber, if the doors are not locked, v'kol shekein tzuras ha-pesach levad, and kol shekein, if all you have is not a door but a tzuras ha-pesach, Chayev Katas Udeyazu. Then that's going to result in a Chayev Katas if you're metaltel in such a city. The Asu Rabbim Umevatli Mechitza. Because we say Asu Rabbim. The Hudath Harif, the Harash, the Asmag, the Od Poskim Sheviyu Divri Rabbi Yochanan Lalacha. So the Mishabru assumes like the Mishnah of Yaakov, that the Rif and the Rush are paskining like Rabbi Yochanan, that Asur Rabbim Umevat L'Mechista, and that's the first day in Shulchan Aruch, the Ikur Deya, that you require Delasos Nun Olos Balayla, and if you don't have Delasos Nun Olos Balayla, and Kol Shekein, if you have it Tzuras HaPesach, then that's an Issur Derais of Tiltol in such an area. The day of Shni Udas HaRambam, and the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch is the position of the Rambam, Ula HaRambam Afilu Lo Hayu Delasos Klal, Kiyam Tzuras HaPesach, Gam Kein Ein Chayev Chatas. According to the Rambam, says the Mishnah Berurah, we'll have to see this inside. According to the Rambam, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you don't have the losses at all, even if all you have is the Tzuras HaPesach, Min HaTorah, that's sufficient. There's not going to be a Chayev Chatas. The Pasach Yer Blazer, Delo Asur Rabbim, Mevali Mechitza. Chayin Kasav Akronim, the Afal Pike be the Rabbanim Sarah Telus Gamlidaita. that even though Minat Torah, according to the Rambam, you don't require Delosos at all, and you can even have a Tzuras HaPesach, Midrabanan, there is a requirement of Delosos even according to the Rambam, just not necessarily Delosos Ne'ulos. Okay, so far the Mishnah Berurah's analysis here is like the Mishnah of Yaakov and assumes that the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch are reflective of whether Me'ikar Adin Asur Rabim Umavali Mechitzta or not. But even if Lo Asur Rabim Umavali Mechitzta, Midrabanan, there's still a requirement of Delosos, albeit they don't have to be Ne'ulos. So let's take a look at what the Shita Sarambam really is. The Mishnah Berurah just made a passing reference. Then we'll have to come back and analyze more Lahalacha. So if you look in the Rambam, as I hope you've done already, you'll see that there seem to be different indications in different Rambams, and we have to try to make some kind of Seder in the Piskei Rambam. So in Perek Yizayin Halacha Lamed Gimel, in the context of Pasi Biros, the Mishnah Daf Kaf Beis, the Rambam seems to paskin Lo Asur Rabim Mevali Mechitzta. The Rambam writes that if you throw an object from Rosh Hashanah Rabim Bein HaPasin, you're going to be Chayiv, because the Pasi Biros are considered to be a proper Mechitza, Min HaTorah. V'afilu hayu rabim bokin v'ovrim bein apasin. And even if you have people that are walking between the pasin, lo bitlu hamechitzos. So you have your pasi biros. Even if you have bikia through the pasi biros, it's not mevatel mechitzos. V'arei g'chatzir sh'rabim bokin ba, v'azorg l'sochin chayiv. So that bikia has no effect. So if you throw an object from Rosh Hashanah Rabim into the area surrounded by the Pasi Biros, that's going to be a Chiyuv Katas, Lo Asur Rabim Umevatli Mechista. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Yizayin Halacha Lamed Gimel regarding Pasi Biros. That's Rambam 1. Rambam number 2, Perek Yizayin Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes, Shnei Solim Rosh Hashanah Rabim. If you have two walls in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, presumably opposite sides of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, the Am Ovrim Beinayim, and the people walk between these two walls, Ketzad Mashir Beinayim. How do you allow tiltal between these two walls? Osa Delosos Mikan Delosos Mikan. So you have to make Delosos in both openings. The Acher Kach Yasa Beinayim Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So by making the losses on either side, you're making the area in the middle into a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The Eino Tzarech Linola the losses Belayla, you don't have to lock the doors at night. Aval Tzarech Sheyu Ru'uyos Lihinar. So you don't require Nulos Mamish, but you require Ru'uyos Lihinar. However, so it's a Pesach would be insufficient. So you have Shnei Solim, the Shnei Tzidir Shifter Rabim, you're Mazir with a Delos Mikan and a Delos Mikan, and it's sufficient to have Delosos She'enan Nu'ulos. Okay? Now, Rambam number 3. Perek Yudalet Allah Aleph in Shabbos. Talking about the definition of Rishuyos. What's the definition of Rishis Hayachid? Medina Hamukefes Choma. Definition of Rosh Hashanah Yachid is, one of the definitions, is a city surrounded by a wall with Delosos Ne'ulos Balayla. And similarly, Erevin Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Medina Mukefes Choma with Delosos Ne'ulos Balayla is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the Rambam in Perek Yudalet Aleph of Shabbos, Aleph, Aleph, and Erevin, writes that part of the definition of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you have a city that's Mukav Mechitzos, and Delosos Ne'ulos Balayla. So just to present the issues that emerge in the Rambams, and then we'll have to stop and pick up next time. The number one, the Rambam paskins, Perek Yudalet Aleph Alam Gimel Bei Pasi Biros, Lo Asu Rambam Vala Mechitzta. Therefore, if you throw something into the Pasi Biros, you're going to be Chayiv. And yet, the Rambam requires Delosos Ne'ulos in order to be matir a Rishei Sayachid. The Rambam Perek Yudalid of Shabbos and Aleph of Erevin. And the Rambam himself in Yudalid Aleph and Aleph writes the Lasos Neulas Mamish, and the Rambam in Perek Yudzayin Halacha Yud writes Ruyos Linar. Number three, the Rambam there, Yudzayin Yud, requires Delos Mikan V'Delos Mikan. That's like Shitas Beis Shammai and Dafav, and not like Shitas Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel only requires one Delos. And number four, why does the Rambam formulate that Alacha, Perek Yudzayin Alacha Yud, as Shnei Ksalim, as opposed to what we have in the Gemara of Shnei Batim and Shnei Tzidah Rishis Rabba? Okay, so just to summarize, and this will end. Number one, there seems to be a steer about Ne'ulas Belala versus Ruyas Linal. Number two, is the Ram passing the Asur Rabim or Lo Asur Rabim? The Ram seems to be passing like Beis Shammai, that you need Delos Mikan and Delos Mikan. And the Ram formulates Beis Ksalim as opposed to Beis Batim Mishnei Tzidei Rishis Rabim. So pick up Mitzvah Hashem next time.